Well, it really is a phrase that God's control over the universe and more is so complete that if heaven were a throne, then Earth would be like a footstool to him. You know, it's a metaphor for how complete his rule is. You know, this comes from Isaiah 66:1. This is what the Lord says. Heaven is my throne. The earth is my footstool. Where is the house you will build for me? Where will my resting place be? This, of course, referring to when there wasn't a temple built yet. And now God was talking to David about that. And God was obviously amused. I love that. You know, just he was amused with the notion of being contained in a man-made home. You know, you think about that. Oh, you're building me a little house. How nice. He appreciated the thought, though.
That is pretty funny, actually.
Amused by the idea at the same time. This indeed talks about the power of God and how we cannot contain him in our man-made ideas and conceptions. So, you know, just, you know, to think that, well, we're going to build this little temple for you. Well, you know, let's face it. Heaven is my throne. Earth is my footstool. I don't know.
Let me ask you, is there a double meaning here? Because I know a lot of times people, when they've had experiences, maybe where they've passed away and they've been to heaven, of course, they're going, hopefully not down, but they're going up. Okay. Do you think maybe it's also the third heaven talking about that and then the earth technically being underneath, being the first heaven? What do you think? Or is that really looking into it a little bit too much?
That might be a little bit too much. Okay. I mean, like, I know Paul talks about... I know Paul talks about, you know, going up to the third heaven and that type of thing. But this is a different situation. Yeah. This is literally where God is just like, you know what? My power is so complete that as big as the earth you guys think it is, it's like a footstool to me.
Very good.